Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind.
Good afternoon, Adora.
Hi, Tolu.
Okay, we're reading through your bio again. I've seen that you've worked with some top-level organizations and companies in Nigeria. I know the Guinness, Access Bank, and lots more.
Yeah.
How do you bag, by the language, how do you bag big clients, big paying?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I think first of all, right, I don't believe like there's a particular formula, right, for bagging big clients. I've definitely been blessed to be able to work with some really amazing clients. But I'll tell you some of the things that I've been able to do that I think have definitely added to that. One is to do great work, right? I believe in doing work excellently well as I possibly can. So I always try to go above and beyond, you know, with the work that I do. You know, I don't look at the work I'm doing for small clients as like, oh, you know, let me just only put in a little bit of effort here because it's not a big client. It's from doing great work for all clients, whether no matter how small they are, right, that sometimes I've got opportunities through those small clients. Okay, so that one person that is an individual putting in that same effort into that person's business is what will also help you bag the big clients. Because I've definitely had situations like that where I've done work for one person and that person has referred me to a larger corporation and I've been able to do work there. The second thing is really, you know, just building and nurturing relationships, right? So I've had situations where there's been someone who was maybe at an intern level, you know, at another organization that I worked with previously. And then that person goes on, you know, a few years later, the person goes on to, you know, become brand manager of another company, right? And they remember the great work that I did, you know, for the agency they were working with before, but they also appreciate how I treated them, you know, at that time. So it's also about building relationships, nurturing relationships. And in this way, you know, people always think about you first. Even with relationships, people often think that having a relationship with someone is the only way that you get work in Nigeria. And it's really not, because those people, right, also still have key performance indices that they need to meet, right? And so they need to make sure that you actually do great work, right? So the combination is doing great work, but also nurturing the relationships, right? And having that, it's not enough to just have the relationships, because you can have great relationships, but do crap work. And so the person cannot even use you for a particular job because they still need to report to somebody, okay? Another thing that has helped me is being prepared, right? And I say this to all the young people who are trying to do business in this country, right? And I think just in the world at large, but more in Nigeria, is just making sure that you are prepared to take the opportunities that you're looking for. Because working with big organizations often requires that your paperwork is intact, right? Making sure that, you know, your processes, you have specific processes that have been put in place that the clients can see very clearly. Big organizations don't just give work, right? And just say, okay, take the work and run with it. The thing is, big companies have processes, they get audited, right? They have different departments that require certain paperwork in order to give you a job, right? So it's important that you spend time putting processes in place in your own business and making sure that you have the legitimate paperwork to be able to, you know, bid for certain types of jobs. I think that many young people are not prepared for big work. So sometimes what will happen is mentally you'll shy away from certain opportunities or going after certain companies because you know that you don't have the paperwork to actually be able to get the job. And the last thing that I would definitely say has added as well is just, you know, brand positioning, is being able to tell your story. I think that, yes, my work speaks for itself, but at the same time, I've also been in a position where, you know, I always try to tell stories about the work that I do. And I think that, you know, that is definitely something that helps, because people might have you in mind, they might be thinking about giving you work, but if you're not telling your story enough and they're not seeing it, it's not in their faces, you know, as often as possible, they can tend to forget. So I've seen that happen with a lot of people where it's like the moment that you start talking about what it is that you do, then I remember that you actually do that thing. So I'll be on social media, for instance, and like somebody would say something they, you know, they just did. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's true. This person does that particular thing. So yeah, sometimes people forget, that's the truth. So continuously just reminding people of the work that you do and then just spending some time and effort positioning your brand as well helps.